Since our idea was to understand about technology and physiotherapy from various different physiotherapists with a large variety of experiences, we've got physiotherapists who have been practicing for more than 15 years and actually using the software. And we are talking to physiotherapists who are newbies, who have just graduated, just started with their practices, and have never used the software. So today, I have with me a fresh graduate, a very experienced graduate, but a fresh graduate, Dr. Roma, who is going to tell us about her experiences and her fears about physiotherapy. So welcome, Dr. Roma. Can you tell us a little bit about your physiotherapy practice? When did you clear? When did you start? And where are you practicing now?
My name is Dr. Roma Shah. I have completed my Bachelor of Physiotherapy from Anand in 2018. Since 8 years, I am practicing as a physiotherapist. Before, I was practicing in multiple physiotherapy clinics. Now, I am providing physiotherapy at home to patient directly.
Okay. Yes. And how long since you've been doing that?
From last 1 year, I am doing this practice, home therapy.
Okay. So, you visit clients' homes and give them physiotherapy over there. Yes. And do you use some kind of a software for this?
No, I am doing paperwork for data collection, for payment collection and exercises and all that.
Even for exercises?
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
follow-ups, reminders, appointment setups? You don't even use WhatsApp?
Yeah, sometimes I use WhatsApp, but mostly my work is on paperwork because I found it clear and neat and maybe it found convenient to me, that's why. But sometimes it's time-taking. So I am switching if I found any software that makes
it. So what is your biggest fear? That why are you not starting with the software? What is your biggest fear? That it will be expensive?
Yeah.
Or it is not for small practices like yours. It is for big hospitals.
Yeah, true.
And what is the other biggest fear that you have? That you're going to find it difficult to get used to it?
One of the most is expensive. Maybe it is convenient for me for or not. Second is maybe data leaking. If nowadays it's a very common problem we are facing, that our phone get hacked or something like that. So maybe some patients are not ready to accept that situation. Yes. Third is
basically, these are the problems that you feel you're going to enter that.
Yeah.
But what about the benefits of technology? Like WhatsApp itself is telling you about appointments. So suppose you have a follow-up with the client and you have 10 clients maybe in that particular month and you forget to do a follow-up with one. Isn't that loss of a client?
Yes.
100%. So you are facing that problem?
Yes. Sometimes I miss up the follow-up. Sometimes I miss the amount that they have paid. And miscommunication with happen that they tell me that I have paid, but I have don't any record. So it's more.
So you feel that there is a lack of maintaining records because you're doing it on paper.
Even when I want to check my growth and patient's growth, it is also difficult because there is no graphical platform that I can see by that.
So are you exploring the market for softwares?
Yes, I am looking for that.
You're looking for a software.
Yes.
I think we had one of our other fellow physiotherapists.
Okay.
He's been using a software for 15 years. And he mentioned that there are softwares available which can be used for small practices.
Okay.
And not only that, you can tailor make the software according to your needs. And not all are expensive and not all are difficult to learn. And almost all of them have got support. So if something like that were to be made available to you, would you think about using it?
Yes, I would like to use that.
So you do feel the need of involving technology in your practice?
Because in a day, I have to go 8 to 10 visits. Every visit, I have to remark that, I do this visit today. I have to go for this visit next and everything. Payment done or not, exercise done.
And all this
is
done with the help of papers?
Yes.
So if it was done by WhatsApp or a telecommunicator?
Yeah. So by 1 and 2 hours of day I have to spend
you would
that.
Save a lot of time.
Yes.
And that saving of time you could spend it in looking after another patient.
Other patients, so because my motto is mainly to treat patient and give best therapy at home conveniently.
What was the inspiration behind you becoming a physiotherapist?
When I was in 10th standard, I was looking people they are facing very trouble in walking or aged people. So I thought, what is the curable thing for that conditions. So I make, at that time I make my mind that doctor is needed, doctor field is needed. Then I have a search about that. So I found that physiotherapy is the best field that can be prevent or cure. So I found physiotherapy is the best field according to my nature. I like public communication and giving more confidence to patients and people.
Okay, so that's a very noble thing for you to do. And basically, you're concentrating more on geriatric physiotherapy.
Yes,
that
yes,
means
yes,
and mid movement, returning movement to aging and aged joints. What about injury, disease? Are you focusing on that or only with geriatric patients?
No, I'm focusing on musculoskeletal problems also.
So what is your passion? Which is the kind of clients that you like to treat and you've actually got a difference in?
Okay. My main passion is about musculoskeletal condition. Just like knee arthritis, spinal cord problems, back pain, joint pain, arthritis and all.
And how many sessions generally the client is able to see?
Mostly it depends on client recovery phase, but it's mostly take 15 days to 30 days according to patient condition and how patient
can follow. You train the patients to do the exercises on their own,
sure.
Do you need to go to them lifelong?
No, after some phase, if I feel proper that he can or he or she can do by own, then I will guide them do exercise and do hot pack or cold pack according to
nowadays there is a lot of things going on in the market about assisted physiotherapy,
right?
They're actual machines which are computerized and have got software, you know, gradations done in them, and physiotherapists are using those machines to treat patients,
right?
So have you been exposed to those kind of machines?
I am using some machines just like muscle simulator, electrotherapy, tense therapy, ultrasound and all.
You're using that even when you're going for home visits.
Home visit also.
You carry them along with you.
Yeah, I have that.
What about those gigantic machines which can actually suspend you and actually make movements? Do you think they are a good replacement for a physiotherapist? They are able to do a better physiotherapy than a human physiotherapist?
Yes, it will help. Machine,
the gradation
help
is
you.
Better.
Yeah, it will make a good result in patients.
But that is not possible to carry to your home visits. Some
not
of the machines
them.
Can
yes,
be very
yes.
large. And it will be difficult for you to actually take
yes.
them with you.
All machines are not possible because it's heavy to carry and it's construction.
Some kind of patients do you do require to do that?
Yeah.
All right. So I think that has been a very knowledgeable session with you. Somebody who's just starting out on the journey and understanding that, you know, software and technology will definitely help their practice.
Yes.
What I would like to do is ask you to give a small message to the other fellow physiotherapists who are on a similar journey as you, as to why you feel that physiotherapy should be correlated with some kind of software integrated into their practice.
To my fellow physiotherapist, I would like to suggest that software being helpful to us in patient records and all that. As a physiotherapist, I am not using any software right now. So I have many troubles, just like collecting the data, recording the data and maintain the data. Because sometimes we like to know about our growth and patient's growth. But because of lack of data, we can't do this. So I think if any software we can use, it will help us to record more data and easily accessible anywhere, because paperwork is just like we have to collect with us and we are not easily accessible with paperwork. So yes, I would like to go for using softwares.
Thank you very much, Roma, for giving your valuable time to us and giving your insights in the use of technology and IT softwares for your regular practice and physiotherapy. I'm sure our observers will be benefiting with your inputs into it, and best of luck for having your own clinic as fast as possible with the help of some useful software like Plus Physio.
100%.